Thank you so much for staying with us right here on Radio Pulpit on this beautiful, beautiful Friday. Not just any Friday, it's Women's Day. And I'm now so blessed to welcome somebody with us on the show who is an inspirational woman, a voice called for a time such as this in our nation, and somebody who not only raises giants, but she's married to a giant and she herself is a giant. All of you guys are giants in the faith. Dintle Bebula, good day and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Pastor.
Now, the last time that I mentioned your name here was when I was speaking to your husband, Andile B, as he is very well known. But you are so much more than just a wife, Dintle. Please, for the sake of our listeners, perhaps just tell us a bit about yourself.
I come from a town called Bethlehem in the Free State. And my parents are pastors, and I moved to Johannesburg many, many years ago to come and study. And I made my way through varsity, and I started working for the SABC. I'm a corporate woman. I am working in sales as an account executive, and I am also a mom to two beautiful sons. And yes, I am the wife of Andile B. I am a minister and a music minister, and I love serving God with all my heart.
You're mentioning that you are a pastor's kid as well. But we do know that that does not by default mean that you have a personal relationship with God. Where did that turnaround come for you, Dintle, where it was now beyond just being known as a pastor's kid, but becoming God's kid, becoming His?
Sure, that is very deep. As a pastor's child, you go around with your parents everywhere they go. My parents used to be evangelists, so they would travel with us all over the country preaching the word of God. And by default would be the chorus leader. By default, we would, be given the microphone to testify at the very early age of like 6 years already, my siblings and I. And I think my first experience of the Holy Spirit was around the age of six. And after that, I obviously went into adolescence, and I was challenged by, life and the things that we come across. And then after that, as I entered my adulthood, I found Christ. I found Christ by myself, away from the influence of my parents. And I was staying alone, and I had all the freedom in the world, but all I wanted to do was to be in God's house. I just wanted to be at church. I was part of the praise and worship team at church. I would attend prayers on Fridays, and I was solely fixed on Christ, and I had a deeper understanding of my relationship with Christ, rather than just being raised by pastors.
Now, Dintle, you mentioned that, as a young adult, you went through the things that young adults do, some of the challenges. Today is Women's Day, and I also know you have a very big passion for women's ministry and for women in general. If you were to say what your heart for women is, based on your testimony, what would you say that is? What's your heart for the women of our nation and our continent?
I became a young mom. I was a teenage mom. Those are one of the challenges that I came across in this journey. And being a mother at the age of 19, I, and not just a mother, a single mother, because I knew that my relationship with the father of my child would not work out because, obviously there are things that I realized that are not what I want in a man. So I knew that I'm going to have to raise my child alone. And I immediately had this like a switch that happened that I told myself I have no one else to depend on. Yes, my parents are there and they can support me up to a certain stage, but from here on, it's me and my child. And if I don't wake up and work hard, my child will not be able to live the life that I desire for him to live. So it was me and God, me, God, and my son throughout. And I remember having the one of the strongest bond with God as a single mother, because I depended on nobody but him. And I then came across a lot of other challenges in my 20s, relationships that when I would think, I have a potential husband and a potential father for my child, and it wouldn't work out and it would break me. And then I go back to the father and cry to the father and say, Lord, it's not working out, and all I want is a family for my child, for me and my child, and to raise my child in a safe home, in a godly home, like I know. And throughout, God was there. I did not see him, but I knew that he was there, because we never struggled, we never needed anything. He supplied all of our needs. And I realized later on, when I look back now, that God was with me through it all. And I did not have to be a super mom. I didn't have to be a superwoman that I tried to be. I could have just relaxed and relied on God, And as women, sometimes we have this thing in our heads that, we are strong women, we are called, we are mbokotos, and in Sotho there's a saying that you have to hold the knife on the side where it's sharp, where it cuts, because you're strong. And even if you bleed, you just go on. But we do not need to do that. That's why we have God. That's why we have Jesus, who died for us and taken all the burden. And if we can just relax and sit on the feet of Jesus and take it one day at a time, he's there for us. He loves us. He's here to take away our pain, to take away our burdens. We cannot and we shouldn't do it on our own.
Amen, amen. We shouldn't and we don't have to do it on our own. Dindle, what beautiful testimony do you have? And I pray that one day we'll get to unearth that testimony even more so. Now, one of your answered prayers is the release of your single. It was released earlier this month, featuring your husband Andile B. It's entitled You Are. Tell us about how much you've prayed for this moment and what this moment means to you, the release of your single.
Sure. This was literally like a dream come true. As a little girl, I always knew that I was meant to minister in music. However, I did not trust my craft and my talent, although I knew that the anointing is there. And to see that day come was just like, God, you are alive. You do have plans to prosper us and not to harm us. And this song was written by Siso Kumkani, who's also my husband's producer. And one random Sunday, we were sitting at our home, and he just asked me, "Ma'am, do you have a song for the recording yet?" And I said, "No, I don't." And he just started playing the song, and he said, "Just write these lyrics down." And I thought, "No, this song is so cliche. You are my strength when I'm weak, my provider when I'm in need, And I literally thought, I don't relate to the song, and it sounds nice, but how am I going to interpret the song if it's not, making sense to me? And one random day, as I'm dropping off the kids from school, I asked God, like, please make the song make sense to me, because if I'm going to deliver it, it needs to minister to me first. And I remember the Spirit of God hitting me hard in the car, and I just bawled my eyes. And God said to me, "You are the right person to sing this song, because you have always thought that you can depend on yourself. You need to know that I am your strength when you are in need of strength, when you're weak, and when you need, I'm your provider. And you have areas in your life that you need me to heal." And that's why the song goes ahead and says, "Keep on healing me, keep on loving me, keep on blessing me," because God was saying to me that you need to allow me to heal certain areas of your life that you thought, "You know what? It hurt, but it's okay. I'm moving on, whatever." But God is like, go back to that place where you got hurt and allow me to heal you and do a complete healing that you don't have to walk around bleeding.
You know, this is so profound, and especially that it's being released on Women's Day, because Dintle, Many of us as women struggle with that very, very thing where you've had to be independent for so long, couldn't trust anybody, didn't want to rely on anyone. And to know that it's okay to be soft, it's okay to be gentle, it's okay to be feminine, it's okay to be weak at times and to just let it go because he is our strength. That is absolutely incredible. I can't wait to bless our listeners with that song. We're going to listen to it right now. And it is available on all streaming platforms. All you have to do is to go and look for Dintle Bebula. Dintle Bebula. The song is titled You Are. If you're looking for Andile B, you'll also find that song there. Before we play it, Dintle, once again, congratulations. We are proud of you. We are
Thank you
so
so much.
happy for you as well. But before we play the song, as we get ready to listen to You Are by Dintle Bebula, would you do us a favor and the honor to just pray for the women of our nation?
Wow. Okay, let's close our eyes. Father, I thank you right now for this opportunity, my God, to lift up the name of Jesus and to lift up the flag of Jesus. For your kingdom, oh God. I pray for all the women right now that are listening, my God. I pray that you touch their hearts, you touch their souls in the mighty name of Jesus. Where they are bleeding, my God, I pray for complete healing in the mighty name of Jesus. You are closer to the brokenhearted, my God, and I pray that you will heal them right now from whatever scars and torment that they have, oh God, and any pain in their body, whether it's mental, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, oh God, I pray that you will heal us, oh God. Jesus died, my God, on the cross of Calvary for us, and by every stripe we are healed. And I speak and I declare healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, God. Amen.
Amen.